From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. An update from police in Rio Dell in connection with the shooting death of Johnny Renfro on August 29th, and a person of interest has been developed. The Rio Dell Police Department recovering the vehicle believed to have been used by the shooter. The department has also collected numerous mobile phones, computers, recordings, and other technology for which search warrants have been obtained and served. The evidence turned over for analysis. It's believed that when the results of the warrants are received, there will be enough evidence to seek an arrest warrant for the shooter. The department identifying a person of interest as 39-year-old Demetrius Coleman of Eureka. The Eureka Planning Commission has denied the conditional use permit for wireless communications apparatus to be attached to the city-owned water tower at 1020 Wood Street. Instead, the commission feels it's an issue city council should decide. According to the Redwood Times, if the applicant appeals the commission's decision, it would be taken up next by city council. In Crescent City, due to concerns for public safety, major structural damage, seismic deficiencies, and vandalism, Redwood National and State Parks is demolishing and removing the former Redwood Youth Hostel. Removal planned for late this month or early next. The work is being contracted in partnership with the Yurok Tribe. A comprehensive assessment done on the property more than a decade ago showed major expenses then in getting it up to code in terms of seismic retrofitting and structural repair. The costs would have gone into seven digits. The Environmental Services Department and the Humboldt Trails Council Volunteer Trail Stewards are looking for volunteers to help with maintaining the community forest coming up on Saturday in honor of National Public Lands Day. Volunteers will be helping clean up trails near the city's recent timber harvest and prepare several trails for the upcoming winter months as well. The city's Director of Environmental Services, Mark Andre, will greet volunteers at 9 a.m. He'll hold a quick discussion on the city's community forest updates, including the annual timber harvest, and what steps need to be taken now that it has been completed. Work will be taking place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers of all ages are welcome. Redwood Drive between Evergreen Road and Bear Canyon Road will be closed on October 1st between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. The Humboldt County Public Works road crews will be bluff cleaning at that time. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.